Esteban Sarko, acting head of UN OCHA, who visited flood-affected areas including Jungle State, Duke County, and Unity State's Panijar County, calls the situation depressing. Sarko says humanitarian workers on the ground are providing food, temporary shelters, fishing kits, water purification tablets, and medicine to flood victims. Sarko says more resources are needed for the overall flood response, including millions of dollars to provide immediate assistance to thousands of people affected.
There are more people that have been affected, so probably we need to increase that. But that means money, so that is what we are asking for, resources. The same in some of the items that I'm mentioning before. So we are at the end of the year, so most of our warehouses are pretty much empty.
Sarko says the agencies will prioritize providing relief food as an emergency response to people who have lost their farms, their animals, and their homes.
We have two types of people that have been affected by the floods. Those who essentially still have a house, or they still live in a dry piece of land, but probably they lost their farming areas. So essentially they don't have food to provide to themselves because the crops has been destroyed by the floods, or the animals have died, you know. So that is one group of people that have been affected. But there is another group of people that have been affected that also have lost their farms or their animals. But in addition to that, they have lost their homes.
Sarko says that second group are their priority because the heavy rains are expected to continue for the next 3 months. 31-year-old Mabankur of Jungules, Bor County, says flood victims like him have suffered for 3 months. He is urging humanitarian agencies to provide food now.
One of the major priorities that need to be addressed, if any international organization or local organization or the government is listening, they should actually provide food to the needy people. Second thing, sleeping bag or sleeping bag, and also the net and some blanket.
Kur also appealed to humanitarian organizations to drill boreholes to provide clean drinking water for those who fled to Mangala County. Jungule State flood victims Yom Gui says there is an urgent need for humanitarian assistance. Gui says the flooding has destroyed crops and homes in many communities. She is calling on aid agencies to provide plastic sheets and emergency kit to protect people from contracting diseases.
Since the water was coming rapidly, most of the property was washed away with the water, and most of the houses are now being destroyed because they were just clay made. So I suggest if there's any help that is given to us, then it should be plastic sheets that we can use to cover the roofs of the houses that we are making, and then the buckets and some soap to keep the hygiene.
UN OCHA says $46 million out of the $80 million appeal will be used to provide immediate assistance for nearly 400,000 people through the end of the year. Since July, more than 600,000 people have been affected by flood in Jungule, Lake Unity, Upper Nile, Central and Western Equatorial States, according to the UN. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.